It is primary election day in Vermont, and 275 polling stations are open across the state. Of course, though, this is not a typical election time to be holding elections. Not only have procedures changed somewhat to keep voters safe during the pandemic, but a huge number of Vermonters have already voted by mail-in ballot. Well, VPR's Abigail Giles joins us now from a polling place in Winooski to talk about this unusual election day and what she's seeing there. Hi, Abigail. Good morning to you. Where are you exactly right now?
So I am at the Winooski Senior Center on Barlow Street, folks are slowly kind of trickling in to vote. We've got a few people standing outside with election signs, but it's a pretty quiet scene over here.
Pretty quiet scene indeed. And I'm wondering about how many people they're expecting to see there today. Of course, it's going to be a hot and humid day, but what we've been hearing already from the Secretary of State, Jim Condos, is that so many Vermonters have already voted by mail-in ballot. So I'm wondering what folks are expecting there today.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but Winooski has about 5,200 registered voters. The total population is about 7,200. And in the 2018 primary, 1,137 registered voters voted. So here's City Manager Jesse Baker on what things look like so far for this year.
So in 2018, we had 211 people request absentee ballots for the August primary. In 2020, we had 1,535 request absentee ballots. So that's almost 1,300 more than requested absentee ballots in 2018.
And Mitch, according to Baker, 1,031 people had returned their ballots in Winooski as of Monday afternoon.
Wow, that is quite a bit. So folks are definitely taking advantage of the mail-in voting. So it looks as though, you know, in Vermont's August 2018 primary, we had over 100,000 people voting overall. More people have already voted by mail in this 2020 primary by the time the polls opening this morning. What else is different this year?
Yeah, so as of 4:30 on Monday afternoon, the Secretary of State's office had received more than 153,000 requests for absentee ballots. Just under 112,000 had been returned ahead of primary day. So that means that 41,000 people still needed to return ballots on election day itself, which you can still do before 7 p.m. at your local polling place, but that's a hard deadline.
Right.
So in Vermont's 2018 primary, 107,637 people voted overall. So more people had already voted by mail in the 2020 primary by the time the polls opened this morning than voted in total in the state's last primary.
So this year, the other thing, of course, is that we're voting during a pandemic. I mean, what's looking different to you this year than other primary voting you've seen in the past?
Well, poll workers here are wearing face masks. They've got plexiglass set up in front of them while they're, you know, getting people signed up and sorted. And hypothetically, if there ever is a line, people will be outside. Plus, for the city of Winooski, they had to furlough some employees due to financial hardship this summer, and they came back last week. But that was kind of coinciding with the start of processing ballots, which started last Friday rather than the day before election, as in years past. Some communities started as many as 30 days ago.
What does it mean, Abigail, to process ballots?
That's a great question. So basically, clerks have to sort through ballots and envelopes returned in a really regimented way with witnesses and physically put them in a tabulator machine or a secure ballot box. If it's a tabulator machine, that implement or instrument scans and later reports the results. But no one, even the town clerk, can see or read anywhere what those results are until the election is officially closed. And the process for that is such that the clerk manually feeds a special card into the tabulator, and then they turn a key in the back of the machine, and it spits out a receipt with the vote totals.
Oh, that's a wonderful visual. Thank you for letting me know about that. That's like seeing inside the machine, pretty much. When can we see or expect to see results?
That's also a great question. So Secretary Condos says that the deadlines have not changed in Vermont, so we should see unofficial results tonight. And Vermont law requires that we get official results no later than August 18th.
Anything else that's new in this primary in Winooski, Abigail?
Well, not per se for the primary itself, but in February, the Secretary of State's office partnered with the cities of Burlington and Winooski, as well as the Association of Africans Living in Vermont and the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants. The goal was to launch a voter engagement and education campaign with new American communities. So this primary, as for town meeting day, translated sample ballots are available in six languages. There are 26 spoken in Winooski schools, along with videos about how to register and vote. So Baker said this program is a great first step, and she hopes it boosts turnout. She also said Winooski and Vermont have more work to do to make sure that registering to vote isn't the first place where new Americans are empowered to participate in democracy in our state.
You know, it's one thing to give folks access to voting. It's another thing to comprehensively share messages about what's going on in your community and in your state on a regular basis that is accessible to all Vermonters, regardless of native language abilities.
All right, VPR's Abigail Giles at a polling place in Winooski this morning. Abigail, thank you so much for helping us out this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.